Unlike cities, rural areas rarely have public right-of-ways, so today, a rural electric cooperative trying to provide broadband has to go back to each property owner, where the co-op already owns poles and strung with electrical cabling, to ask if they can also string broadband fiber optic cable. The process is costly, time-consuming, but in rural Texas, where large swaths of the land are ranches, it's critical, says Bandera Electric Cooperative CEO Bill Hetherington.
Some of these ranches, people live in Colorado. They don't even live here. They live in Washington State or, you know, Utah or wherever. They don't have any interest in signing over rights for me to cross their property to provide service to the people who live here.
That can lead to big delays deploying a new network, but a bill that passed Tuesday and is heading to the governor's desk would change that. It allows co-ops to publicly announce their intent to deliver broadband and hang fiber cable, giving hard-to-reach property owners 60 days to opt out.
This is the snowbird solution.
It's the first bill Texas has passed on rural broadband internet in more than a decade, and one of a handful of similar bills moving towards confirmation. Together, they represent the biggest broadband push in Texas history. The bills would create a governor's council, a commission and grant program through the Public Utility Commission, coordinate efforts with state agencies like TxDOT, and open funding for rural projects. Senate Bill 14 author Robert Nichols, a Jacksonville Senate Republican, says lawmakers are responding to the lack of service in rural Texas at a time that economic development, education, and access to health service have never relied so heavily on that access.
Because there is such a pent-up need. You're dealing with 20, 25% of the population of the state, but you're dealing with 70% of the geography, maybe even 80%. And they don't have it.
But despite the progress in the state, Texas is playing catch-up.
I think Texas is behind.
Jordana Barton's a senior researcher for the Federal Reserve who focuses on internet access.
I think the new proposal to have a broadband council and the other bills that you mentioned are definite progress. But many states have broadband councils, and so we are behind, and we are in a special place in history.
At least 34 states already have broadband commissions, and some have set aside funds. New York State set aside $500 million in 2015 to expand broadband. Paul Flav, Texas Public Radio News.